Ever heard of a Nunyip? It's not big. It's not scary looking. But if it gets close enough, well, there goes whatever it can grab onto. I was a conscript, years ago now. We were out in the bush up north somewhere. It was getting dark and we had to settle down for the night. A few hours after we'd settled, I heard a voice, someone crying out for help. But it didn't sound like any of my mates. It was young. Sounded scared. Thought a kid was lost. That's what they do, these Nunyibs. They can mimic someone's voice as plain as day. Anyway, I stood up to go and see what it was, and bam! Took me arm clean off. And away it went. Could have been worse, you know, if the arm wasn't enough of a meal. Almost stabbed my wife one night when she whispered something into my ear. We don't even sleep in the same room anymore. Just be careful if you're ever travelling out there. Try and stick to the boundaries. You wouldn't believe the things I've seen.
Okay, big guy. At the entrance of the town, there's a guard. Shane. He used to help me smuggle certain ingredients into town, but then he started getting greedy about it. First it was more money, then drugs, and now he wants more of both. More of both for what? He barely even helps anymore. Most of the time he's off his f***ing head. I don't care what you do or how you do it. Just make it so he's not able to bother me or anyone else again.
Ha! Nah. Just kidding. This is Shambles. Unfortunately for you, though, we aren't letting any more merchants inside. We're full to the brim. Been turning them away for weeks now. I assume you are merchants, aren't you? You know, the Yanks have got the right idea. They've got, like, Halloween and Thanksgiving just to buffer it a little bit. You know, ease you in. But here, it's like, the second it starts getting hot again, bam, time to jingle those bells.